Hallelujah. And we are feeling the anointing already. You know, before we begin, why don't we just thank God for helping us in this tonight and for anointing us and for giving us the direction that we need. Why don't we just pray right now, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your touch, for your blessing, for your anointing that we feel already, Lord God, on this phone call. On this devotion tonight, Lord Jesus, we want you to touch everybody who's on this call, Lord God. Those that have been a part of what's been taking place, maybe those that have not become a part just yet, but they want to be connected. That's why they're on this call tonight, because they want to know what's going on. They want to feel this in their spirit, and they want to be a part of this, and they want to put their hands on the net that is being cast out. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Everyone say amen. Oh, boy, I felt that. I heard that. Thank you, Brother David Arguijos. He says he's hearing us loud and clear. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost, everybody. We haven't even got started, but we're feeling something good boiling up. Is when you put that hot water on the stove to make that café de la olla. You know what I'm talking about? That good Mexican coffee. We'll talk about that later. Or that hot chocolate, and you put that the fire on. And at first, the water doesn't do anything. But after a few moments, after a minute or two, that water begins to boil up, and it begins to make a little bubbly sound. And I believe that's what is taking place in our church. That's what we're feeling right now in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Boy, I just keep feeling this, everybody. And I have some notes here that I want to talk about. And we're going to talk about those things if God wills. But I'm going to say this, if any time throughout this devotion, as we're talking, if you feel something come to mind as a result of what I'm talking about, or if we bring someone on the line, feel free to shoot a text in to Brother Vic. Let me know your thought. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, so we can share it with the rest of the group. If you got a burning testimony, Brother Vic, I just got to let my voice be heard. Let me know, text me, and I will open up your line so you can share it. And I mean that when I say that, everybody, because I want everybody to feel like you are a part of this net. That's what is. Why does he say the net? Well, some of you may remember, it's been a little while since we last talked about it, but I know there's some people on the call that know exactly what I'm talking about. The net. What is the net? Do you remember that thing that's connected by points, by little knots? They're all bound together. If you look at a net, you'll notice that every square, I keep on feeling this tonight, everybody. At every square has these little knots. And those knots, what those are is where that rope or that string is bound together in like a crisscross motion, creating another square in the net. Real simple concept. But do you feel what I'm saying? Those little lines or the little ropes intersect. They have to first intersect. They join together. Then they do a little crisscross motion. Then they shoot out to the other direction and it creates another square. And so forth, so on. It continues to do that over and over and over until you have a very large net. Everybody say net. Don't feel silly because you're the only one in your bedroom right now. You're the only one in the kitchen. Just say it together with me. Net. You and I are part of that net. You and I are those little knots that comprise that net. Everybody, this was not even in my notes, but I kept feeling the Holy Ghost. You heard it, you felt it as we started this phone call, and I believe the Lord wants me to talk about this. Sister Jessica and others, Brother Sid and a few others, we were talking about this here this weekend, the net, and I feel like the Lord is trying to remind us we are part of this net. And we're going to be talking about some things later tonight, but I feel like this is the foundation the Lord wants us to talk about. He wants to remind us that we're part of this net. And it's not just Pastor Clark and Brother Ral and other of the leaders, but you all are a part of this net that the Lord has made up. And remember what I said a moment ago, we intersect with each other. We have to connect with each other. Well, now I'm feeling that. I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture that I felt here. I was going to read it in a little while, but let me just read it now. It's found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 5. It's going to sound kind of strange to you because it's more of a doctrinal verse, but let's read it. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Everybody say, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Okay, that sounds good. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And again, it sounds like a doctrinal verse talking about one God. We're oneness. We believe in the oneness of God. And there's one Lord, one faith, the baptism in the name of Jesus, one baptism of the Holy Ghost, praise God. But if you go back to verse number 4, it starts out by saying, there is one body, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. And as I thought of this verse before the call tonight, the whole thought here is very simply unity. Everybody say unity. We are one. But there's many of us, but yet we're one. There's one big net, but it's made up of a bunch of little squares that are joined together by the little knots that make those squares. Are you feeling what I'm saying, everybody? Are you hearing what I'm saying? We are all, and I keep feeling the Holy Ghost strong as I say that, everybody. We're all part of this net of evangelism. All right, before I run out of time, because I got about 18 more minutes to go before 7:45, let me go ahead and do a recap on what's been happening in the way of evangelism in the last several days since our last phone call on Thursday on our bilingual devotion. Let's go back to Saturday. We had our Saturday evangelism there on the corner of 4th and Grove. And, you know, the thing is, we really didn't have as many people as we thought because we realized that there was still that, calling it a Singspiration, but it was some kind of a music workshop in Rialto. And many of our young people and our older people were there. But you know what? We still counted 15 or 16 of our people there on Saturday morning. Usually we're running over 20 or 30. We still had about 15 or 16 of our people there joining us on Saturday morning, and it was another tremendous day of evangelism. And here's the points that I want to bring up. At the end of our evangelism, just as we're finishing, just as we were going to go ahead and pray together and thank God for what happened, two men came right up. One of them was talking to Brother Miguel, and another man came up in his truck, and he was talking to Sister Courtney and one of the other ladies, and just at the last minute, then they wanted us to pray with them and pray for them, and we prayed with them. We prayed for them, and that was just a great shot in the arm, inspiring to us. But here's what happened after that. We kind of had everybody share a little testimony about what happened that day. Well, as soon as Sister Julie started speaking, I believe, boy, she just started bubbling up and bubbling over, and quite literally, the Holy Ghost, she started speaking in tongues. Even as she was talking, you could feel the Holy Ghost anointing on her. All right. Then Sister Teresa wanted to say something. And this is at the end, everybody, when we're finished. We're not testifying on the street. We're just talking amongst ourselves. And Sister Teresa, as soon as she began to talk and she started thanking God for being able to be a part of this, she began to break down in tears. She began to weep. And she just, you felt the anointing on her. My goodness, she couldn't even finish her thought. And I said, wow, Sister Teresa, you're feeling this, aren't you? I am, Brother Vic, I am. All right, all right. We went to the next person, Sister Courtney. She gave a little word, and as she was giving her testimony about what happened that day, the same thing happened to her. The Holy Ghost just fell on her. The anointing fell on her, and she just started breaking out in tears. She couldn't even finish her thought. And I thought that was rather peculiar. That was kind of a unique thing. It was almost as if God was showing us and letting us know, my hand is upon you. Maybe we only had half the people that usually come on that Saturday morning, but the Lord was with us. The Lord still had his blessing, his hand, his anointing upon us. And even on these individuals that were giving a word, the Lord was still speaking through them, and you could feel it strong. It was like another impression. It was a reminder that, hey, the Lord is with us. A great day that we had on Saturday. And I keep feeling the Holy Ghost just saying that. And I'm going to kind of go back to that and just a little while. But let's move on to something else great that happened on Sunday. On Sunday, everyone, we had a baptism that took place on Sunday morning. Brother Edwin, we got to get him on this call. He was baptized in the name of Jesus. But let's talk a little history about Brother Edwin. You see, Brother Edwin was coming to our church here a few years back. He had been coming with another group of people here a few years ago, but things happened and things kind of drifted by the wayside, and he stopped coming to church. Well, look what happened, everybody. And I want you to connect these dots. Just remember I talked about the net? those squares that are joined by those little the strings that get connected with each other, and then they may form a knot and they keep going on. Well, look at this strange little coincidental knot connection that was made. You all know a young man by the name of Gustavo that came started coming to our church a few weeks ago, and I met at the church gate entrance on Virginia like almost 3 months ago. He was broken down in tears, weeping. I need help. I need help. And of course, I prayed with him. They're right there on the street corner. He got Abashata. I just keep feeling the Holy Ghost tonight, everybody. This was almost 3 months ago that I met Gustavo, and I didn't do anything. The Lord brought him. The Lord brought him, everybody. And I happened to be there at the church gate. And I prayed with him, and I've been working with him since then. We've been talking on the phone a couple times a week in the last couple of months. He was finally baptized in the lovely name of Jesus here a couple of weeks ago. But look what happened, everybody. Here comes the strings in the net about to coincide. They're about to connect, everybody. Are you ready? Are you ready? Look what happens. A couple of weeks ago, there's Gustavo working at a job in Rancho Cucamonga in a container, I believe, moving boxes, picking up boxes out of a container and carrying them out. And there's a workmate, another guy working with him inside the container. And Gustavo later told me, Brother Victor, I felt like God told me that I needed to talk to this guy. Gustavo saying this. There he is working in this container and he's feeling this need. Brother Victor, I feel like God told me I need to talk to this guy about Jesus. I need to witness to him and tell him about my church. And I didn't want to at first. I feel kind of embarrassed. I don't know who this guy is. Sound familiar, everybody? We're talking about Gustavo, who wasn't even baptized at the time yet. I don't believe. Well, he says it. Hey, you, guy, co-worker, I want to tell you about something. Well, what's that? I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about my church. Oh, what church is that? And Gustavo tells him, my church. Remember, he just started coming for about a week, but he claimed it as his own church. He said, my church is Truth Church, and I want to invite you to church. Well, everybody, I want you to know, the recipient to that testimony, the guy that was in that container, was Edwin, everybody. And Edwin later told me that when Gustavo told him, hey, I need you to go to my church, my church is Truth Church, Edwin had to drop what he was doing. He had to go to the bathroom and began to weep in the bathroom, began to cry in the bathroom, knowing, my God, you sent me to this job, and I met this guy that I don't even know, and he's now witnessing to me about my church that I used to go to years ago. Are you hearing this, everybody? I hope you're feeling this anointing that I've been feeling from the beginning of this phone call, everybody. Do you see how God allowed the strings of this net to now coincide and to form another little knot, and now there became another square in the knot? I hope you're feeling what I'm saying here. I'm not just trying to make a cute little analogy about this net, but this is exactly what is happening. Edwin got reconnected to the net, reconnected to our church because of a Gustavo who the Lord brought to our church. Do you see that? God used a Gustavo who wasn't even fully in the church yet. Well, I don't think he was even baptized when this happened, but he used him to reconnect with Edwin, who used to come to our church. And of course, about a week later, Gustavo was baptized in the name of Jesus. And yesterday, Edwin was now baptized in the name of Jesus. He finally was able to make that commitment. Oh, somebody already texted something in. Edwin was finally able to make that commitment because a Gustavo sincerely and genuinely probably didn't even know how to testify. Hey, I could just imagine, hey, your name is Edwin? Yeah, I'm Edwin. I don't even know you, but look, I feel like I need to tell you this. Boy, everybody, you know what? I keep feeling this all night, and I'm sorry, Brother Vic. I'm not coming across very eloquently or very with a lot of great speech and words, but it's very simple. This concept is very simple about outreach, about evangelism, about just testifying to someone, telling them about Jesus in your life, and you do not know what effect, what impact it's going to have on that other person. We're talking about a Gustavo, everybody. You know him. He's very sweet spirit, very genuine, very humble. He didn't start preaching to Edwin. He just wanted, the Lord told him, tell him about me. Gustavo, tell this man about me. And Gustavo was obedient. Everybody, I hope you're feeling and hearing what I'm saying. Let me go ahead and read some messages that are coming in right now. What's coming in? All right, Sister Jessica, she just shouted out, amen, with two exclamation points. So you know she said that real loud, okay? Sister Alina wrote in, I can feel the anointing. I am in tears. Praise God. I hope that everybody can feel the anointing. Praise God. And again, everyone, and I'm not trying to apologize here, but this is not a great, deep, profound message that I'm trying to preach to you or give to anybody. And I don't want it to come across that way. I'm trying to keep this very simple because I want you, we want you to do the same thing, to replicate what I'm doing, what a Gustavo is doing, what an Edwin, what any one of you can do. Anyone can do this. You do not have to have great speech like the silver-tongued orator of at the turn of the century. No, you just need to have a desire, a burden, a love for souls, and God will give it to you. Don't worry about what you're going to say. The Lord will give you the words to say at the time it's needed. I keep on feeling this. Let me keep on going because I got about 10 minutes left. Here we go. Where are we at? All right. So Edwin was baptized yesterday. And I believe it's a direct result of that testimony that Gustavo gave to him in that container, in that hot, sweaty container a couple weeks ago. All right. Now let's talk about Gustavo. I bragged on him all day yesterday. He probably got embarrassed. I went to everyone I could yesterday at church, at Sunday night, at the fellowship. Hey, everybody. Hey, Miguel. Hey, Sister Jessica. Hey, Sister so-and-so, Brother so-and-so. My friend Gustavo, he just was accepted to the Carpenters Union. Praise God. I think I already talked about this on the last devotion. Well, I'm doing it again tonight, everybody. I hope Gustavo's on the call right now, as a matter of fact. He's probably turning all red right now. I'm so proud of him. We are proud of you, Gustavo, if you're on the call. You see, Gustavo's gone through a lot in his life. A lot. And I'm not going to embarrass him by saying this. He's already said it to several of you. You see, Gustavo grew up without a dad. And his mama passed away when he was 10 years old. He didn't have a family like you and I. He was bounced around some family members, living on the street from time to time. He just told me the other day, and I know he won't be upset at me for saying this, but he literally was living in the park with him and his little sisters. Him and his little sister were sleeping behind a bush in the park. They were 5, 6, 7 years of age, something like that. Think about what I'm saying, everybody. He's gone through a lot of hard things. And when he came to me a couple months ago, broken, battered, beaten down, everybody, Boro, he said, I just want God. I need Jesus, brother. You should have heard the sincerity in his voice. I don't want that old life. I don't want that gang life. I don't want that past. I want Jesus in my life. I need Jesus in my life. And since then, everybody, you see, I told him, hey, Gustavo, the Bible says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If you come to Jesus sincerely and genuinely, the Lord is going to make a way for you. And that's what the Lord has been doing for him little by little. He's been faithfully coming to church. He goes baptized in the name of Jesus. And he told me, Brother Vic, I need a good job. I want a job. I want a future. And I want to have a future like these other men, you know, families. And I want to be able to be a part of the church. And I want to have my own family. Well, look, everybody. Look what's happened. The Lord, this came sooner than he expected. He told me a friend of his gave him the connection to go interview for the Carpenters Union, and he couldn't believe it at first. What? Now? Yes, come on over. It was just one friend who he had talked about. But he said, Brother Victor, the Lord, God already made this happen in 1 or 2 days. I asked for it, my friend, and the next day he said, come on over. They're interviewing. So there goes Gustavo. I think last Friday he interviewed, and he had to go back on Saturday to do the testing. On Saturday afternoon, he texted me, Brother Victor, I'm in. I was accepted. I am now part of the Carpenters Union. And I'm not going to go into the details, but he started out working today, Monday, making good money. And it, like Brother Roseberry said, this is a career. This is a career opportunity for you, Gustavo. He's on his way up. The Lord is moving him up the ladder now. Praise God. I'm so excited about what is happening. I might as well just read some messages because I got some texts coming in. My goodness. Mama, my mom in San Diego, Elisa, the blessing came all the way to San Diego about the net. All right, someone got a hold of the net, caught somebody else in San Diego. Yes, I'm proud to be Gustavo's sister in the Lord, Mama says. You hear that, Gustavo? All right, who wrote this message? Sister Cindy Taft. I can share with you. Oh, something else. Okay, that's powerful, she wrote. That's powerful. All right. Sister Jessica wrote, Sister Sister Jessica knows why I'm laughing. She says, you don't have to announce this, but somebody, one of our visitors, I won't embarrass them, donated a good, oh my Lord Jesus. Boy, I just want to cry right now reading this, Sister Jessica. Hallelujah. I'm going to just say this. I'm not going to go into specifics. She didn't even want me to read this. But one of our new visitors blessed Gustavo with a good amount of money to buy tools that he needs for his new job. Oh, everybody, can you see what the net? See, now I know why the Lord had me talk about the net at the beginning of this call. I didn't even plan on talking about it, Sister Jessica. Do you see the net in effect? The net is in effect. Sounds kind of cute, doesn't it? The net is in effect. It rhymes. I actually thought about that a few days ago. That's too corny, Sister Jessica. Let's not use that. But you know what, everybody? I'm saying it proud about it. The net is in full effect. The net is coming together. You are all part of this net. Now we have a new person. I'm going to just say it. It was Felipe, one of our new people who felt the need to give an amount of money. Hallelujah. So that Gustavo could have some tools for his new job. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you're feeling this, everybody. Brother Art just wrote in, I'm so proud of my brother Gustavo. We're all proud of Gustavo, everybody. I got about 4 minutes left. I'm out of breath and I'm out of gas here, everybody. Just I hope you're feeling this, everybody. This isn't me. This is all of us. The Lord is working through us. You're part of this net, everybody. Wow, exclamation point. Somebody wrote in here on the group text. Yes, wow, I second and third that. I'm going to just try to finish some notes here while I got a couple of minutes left, everybody. You see what the Lord is doing. He's bringing new people in, and he's using these new people to bring other people. Gustavo bringing in Edwin. A visitor bringing another visitor in, and they both got baptized within 2 weeks. And another visitor donating some money to another of our new converts so that they could have money to buy tools for their new job. Boy, I keep breaking up when every time I think about that. But you see it? A new convert's helping another new convert get into church. Another new convert's helping a new convert with money to buy tools for their new job. Do you see the net working together, everybody? Boy, I know I've said it 2 or 3 times, but I want this to get deep into your spirit. And this is with the note I'm going to end on, everybody. We talked about that anointing that fell on those people, Teresa and Julie and Courtney on Saturday morning, as they couldn't even get the words out. The anointing fell on them. Well, here's what happened to Brother Vic on Saturday night as I went to church to pray at around 10:30 p.m. that night. I shared this with Pastor Clark, everybody. Listen to this. I'm not saying this to brag on Brother Vic because it has nothing to do with Brother Vic. Listen to what happened. As I walked into the sanctuary after 10 p.m., I think it was Saturday night, to pray, no sooner had I think I put my name in the book, I don't know, I couldn't even walk down to the front of the church where I usually pray at the altar area, everybody. As soon as I was in the back part of the church, someone's face, someone's name dropped into my spirit. And I'm going to tell you who it was. It was Sister Pat Boggs. And as soon as I saw her face and her name was deposited into my mind, into my spirit, I thought, whoa, what's all that about? You usually think about a sister or a brother. And this is as soon as I walk into the church, everybody. As soon as I stepped into the back of the sanctuary, this name, this face was deposited into my mind, into my spirit. And I thought, what's all this about? Why, Lord, what's going on? Well, I just started praying for her. And all of a sudden, I thought about her husband, George Boggs. And I don't really know this man, but because of the connection and the spirit that I have with Sister Pat Boggs, all of a sudden I felt a spiritual connection with George Boggs. Well, everybody, I'm saying this for a reason. I want to share this, and I hope you take this in the right way, because I want you to catch a hold of this. I could not even leave the back of the church. I fell on one of the back pews of the church, and the spirit of intercession fell upon me, and I did that. I can't even say it. I began to weep and cry for them. And I just began to weep and cry. And I couldn't get out of that mode. And I didn't want to. Lord, whatever it is you want to pray through me for, Sister Pat Boggs and George Boggs, touch them, heal them, bring them the peace that they need right now in this time of need. Everybody, I'm saying this I want to spread this to everybody. This is not about me, because the Lord was praying through me. It was nothing to do with me. It was not my goodness, not my talent or ability. It was the Lord praying through me. As soon as I walked into the church, it fell on me. That's what it was. It was like if a net just fell on top of me and caught me in it, and I was trapped in this very good net of intercessory prayer. And everybody, I want you all to feel that. I want everyone to have that net of intercessory prayer fall upon you when you walk into the church, because there is many needs, everybody. There's many needs. There's many needs in the new converts that the Lord is bringing in, and in all, some of our other saints that have been here for a while, that are, whether it be the virus, whether it be another need, a financial, spiritual, emotional need, there's many, many needs. Everybody, I'm out of time. It's 7:45. Sister Helen wrote in, what a great blessing. I just met him last Thursday, and I'm so happy for him. Yes. Everybody, you know what? I want to end with prayer right now. I'm feeling this so strong. I'm even going to open up the lines, everybody. There's quite a few people that have joined. Why don't you begin to lift your voices in prayer right now, and let's pray that the Lord will cast this net of intercessory prayer upon everybody. Let's thank God for what's happening with our new people, with our new converts, and for God to continue to use us all together. It's already 7:45, but let's end together in prayer right now. I'm going to open up the lines right now. Praise God. Here we go, everybody. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on this call. We thank you for the voices that we hear right now that are binding together in prayer. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for everything you're doing with all of our new converts, with all of our new visitors, Lord Jesus. You are binding this together. You are bringing this together of evangelism. But now there's a successful prayer that I see here at the end of this call. You want to capture us in this net of intercessory prayer, Lord God, because that's where our imagination is going to continue to take us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. Praise God, everybody. With that said, everyone, we're going to go ahead and dismiss everybody. I want to remind everybody about our church service on Wednesday night. Please continue to be praying about evangelism, for God to give you that burden, God to allow that spirit of intercessory prayer to fall upon all of us in the name of Jesus. God bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Amen.